Hi, and welcome to the first English-speaking solo episode here on the Aloha Pulse podcast. And this is a very special, very special episode because it's going to be a meditation too. And it's a meditation I have been leading quite often lately with many, many different women. And I just saw so many effects and I thought, okay, this is so amazing. I really want to bring this to the podcast and make it available to you. And then I realized, I think it should be English because all of the women and people that I talk to about it, they speak English and not all of them speak German. So this is dedicated to all of you who really want to go a little deeper and want to see some effects in meditation. Yeah, so today's meditation is about I am enough. And I do have a podcast episode, a German one, where I talk about what's the reason behind us not liking ourselves in the mirror. What's the reason in the problems that we have with ourselves? And why don't we like who we are and how we look like and how we show up in the world and what we do and so on? And I know our inner critic can be so harsh, and I have one of these. And sometimes it's pretty hard to get something done and to work through and so on. And you probably know that. And I realize that in many cases, it's because in some form or in some way, we do tell ourselves that we are not blank enough. So that means we could not be strong enough. We could not be old enough, but we also could not be young enough. We cannot be pretty enough. We cannot be smart enough. We are not wealthy enough. Not anything you want to put in there that you think that you're missing. And we're missing a lot in our heads. And that's exactly what media and what everything around us ties into. That's why we buy things and that's why we have a certain lifestyle. We want to show that we are enough. But there is a shortcut. Well, it's not really a shortcut. It's more of like something that we have to realize in order to have and do what we really want in life. Because first of all, we have to be it. And we already are enough. Because imagine that babies will come to the world and they're super cute and super, very sleepy in the beginning. And you might have seen a baby or have had the possibility to hold a baby in your arm that's like not even a month old. And then you realize, wow, they're just so peaceful and loving, and they just radiated pure joy and presence, and they're just there. And I imagine that a baby like that would come and say, oh my God, today I really have to eat a little less because I'm not fitting into that overall. And wow, today I don't look nice. I should put on some makeup because maybe people like me more then. And yeah, I maybe should do something because I cannot just lie around. That's not enough. That's weird because all of us, not you, not me, nobody else on this planet came to the world and thinking that we are not enough or that we have to prove our worth and so on. And this is a meditation and an invitation to you that should help you to realize that you are enough and to remember maybe just a glimpse of how it felt right the first month that you have been on this planet. And I know in some ways we are triggered and in some ways we have challenges in our life. And maybe this meditation helps you just a little bit to realize that, everything in the very core of ourselves is okay. There is peace. There is love. We just sometimes bury it in lots of new things and conditions and programs that we learn in our life. And we can choose to uncover them and to dig deeper and to find the sun behind the clouds, because we are sunshine. There's always sunshine, even if it's cloudy, even if it's rainy. I know in some Buddhist teachings, they tell you that you're the sky and there are just the clouds and everything. But I do prefer the image that we are the sun, because the sun is warm. The sun is so loving. It gives so much life and everything. And yeah, that is what I feel most drawn to. And this meditation should help you to feel your own sunshine. So to get started, Find yourself a comfortable seated position. I would suggest that you don't do it in Savasana, so lying down, because it's an active meditation and it's about visualization, and that just works better when your mind and body is in the program of not sleeping. That sometimes can happen if we sit down and if we lie down and then we drift off. So by now you should have found your seating position and made yourself comfortable. And yeah, so take a few deep breaths and inhale and exhale. Don't try to change it, just follow it. In and out again. And then slowly close your eyes and come into the moment here. And then you want to bring your attention to your breath. And every time you feel that there is a thought coming or some urge to do something or whatever crosses your mind, you always want to come back to your breath. And from there, back to the exercise, back to the meditation. And then you take your attention like the lens of a camera, your focus, and come to the tip of your head. And what you want to do now is to scan your body from your head to your toes and really feel into each body part, not trying to change anything. We do the same thing as with your inhale and exhale. You just feel into it. You feel like, oh, this is how I feel in my head. This is how I feel in my ears, my eyes, and so on. And you will feel that you naturally feel calmer and you just feel more grounded. So you start at the tip of your head and scan evenly from your head to your toes. So you start with your head and really feel into all the face parts and your ears and your whole brain, just feeling, ah, this is how it is there today. Just exploring, be curious. And then you slowly and evenly move down to your neck, to your shoulders. And you feel your way down to your elbows and your wrists. And then feel into your right hand. How are your fingers today? Each one of them. And then, how is your left hand today? Feel into each of your fingers and your palm. And then come back to your shoulders and scan your upper body. How does your heart feel? How are your lungs? How are your other organs? How's your spine doing? And how's your belly? How's your stomach? And then feel further down. Feeling that you are supported from your seat or for wherever you're sitting from below. Feel that strength that it gives you. And continue to feel your way through your body. How are your thighs doing today? And your knees. sometimes we hold a little tension in our knees without even realizing. How is it for you today? And then feel further down into your calves and into your feet. Feel each toe. How are they today? And then try to feel the sole of your feet. And now you want to feel how your body is supported. From below, you can just let go because you can't just sit there. You have to do nothing else and be supported. Allow the support. And then feel into your whole body at once and try to come home. Coming home into your body sometimes feel like sinking into your body, like, oof. See if you can do that. And then come back to the top of your head and imagine a lotus flower sitting on top of it. And what we want to do now is we want to invite flowing fluid light in the color of your choice. So it might have a color, it just might be white. Everything is okay. And that fluid light, that liquid light, is standing for something. And that is filled with the frequency, with the quality of I am enough. So what you want to do now is filling up that above your head and opening your lotus flower and letting it stream and fill your body from top to bottom. So you slowly, through that flower opening, are letting it in. And it's making you feel cozy and you feel how every cell in your body is going to be filled up with that quality of I am enough. And there's nothing you have to do. You just sit there and let it flow into your body. Just receive. And you feel how it's flowing into your head. Into each part of it, into your eyes, into your cheeks, nose, mouth, ears. You feel how your whole brain is filled up with that intention and in that feeling of I am enough. And then you feel it flowing and filling up more space in your body. Further down, so it fills up your neck, making it soft and beautiful. And then you just feel how it flows down your whole body, making its way into every cell of your body, filling everything up, and you feel like being filled up by that glowing light from within that nourishes you so deeply and that really, really touches a part in you that hasn't been touched in a while. And it just makes you feel calm and strong and it just makes you feel good, very good. And as you let it flow down into your body, let it flow until it reaches your feet again. letting it fill up every part of your body, every cell. And once you are fully filled, you just take a bath in it. You just enjoy it. Just savor it. It's so delicious. And then, once you're fully filled up, see that there is even more coming from above. And now you can share it, so you can expand it even more. So try to, don't limit it with your body, but making your own little bubble where you're part of it and filling it up completely. So you're not just your body anymore, you're just that one glowing bubble of light. And everything is just filled and vibrating in the frequency of I am enough. And see that it makes you even more flexible. So it's just all around you, everywhere. And now if you feel like there is a situation or there is something happened in the past, or some relationships to people, animals, or maybe just even your work or some topics, and you can fill that up too. So try to reach out and send the I am enough liquid light to relationships, situations, people, whatever comes to your mind, and send it out in gratitude, love, and deep understanding of I am enough. And once everything is filled up, you can thank yourself for doing this and be grateful to above too, from where you just received all the light, the endless flowing I am enough light, and close your lotus flower just for today, knowing that this quality in each of your cell is just activated now and stays with you. So you're not going to lose it once this track is over. You're just going to take it with you, and you can reactivate and reignite it every time you do this meditation again. But it's activated now and it stays with you. So know that you are enough now. This is you. In your purest and most loving and most connected and the freest version of you. And as you go through your daily life, this stays with you. And this will change how people perceive you, and this will change how you perceive yourself in the mirror and also with others. And the more you do this meditation, the more you will see its effects. And yeah, as you know that, you can slowly come back out of the meditation with taking a few deeper breaths. And then slowly start moving your body just a little bit to gain awareness again, feeling your movements. And then you also want to feel into your body again and into your eyes. How are they feeling? And as they're still closed, You want to slowly take your time and reopen them to the world. Yeah, so here you are, filled up. You're enough. I'm enough. It's so amazing. Yeah, so thank you so much for doing this meditation with me. The more you work on yourself and the more light you can radiate from within, that has a ripple effect in the world without you maybe even realizing. But the work we do in ourselves is the work that we do in the world, and this makes me so grateful. So yeah, if you want to share this meditation, I'm happy if you do. If you want to give feedback and let others know about this podcast or this meditation, you can share it with people on Instagram or in real life. Highly appreciate it. And also leave some stars on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. I would highly appreciate that too. And yeah, so I hope you have a wonderful day with the new quality in yourself and you feel wonderful like I do now. And I'm looking forward to spending another episode with you soon. And until then, enjoy, mahalo, and aloha.